Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily update for everything that matters in marketing, media, and the business of staying ahead. Today, we're diving deep into stories of transformation, whether it's a media company reinventing itself, a tech giant facing seismic shifts, or a late-night icon going out on a high note. Let's get right into it. First up, from Adweek, a major leadership shakeup at Microsoft is Yusuf Mehdi, the company's chief consumer marketing officer, has announced he'll be leaving in June 2027 after an extraordinary 35-year tenure. Mehdi's influence stretches back to the days of dial-up and desktop dominance, having overseen the launches of Internet Explorer, Xbox One, and most recently, the rollout of the AI assistant Copilot. His departure is the latest in a wave of high-profile exits, following other Microsoft veterans like Rajesh Jha, Julia Liuson, Jeff Bogdan, and former CMO Chris Capicella. These exits come at a time when Microsoft is aggressively integrating AI into its products, sometimes drawing criticism. Windows 11's AI features have even been called bloatware by some users. The company is also grappling with the end of its exclusive partnership with OpenAI, and Copilot's adoption has lagged behind competitors, with only 4.5% of Microsoft 365's 450 million users opting to pay for it. Meanwhile, OpenAI's ChatGPT holds a commanding 60.6% market share among generative AI chatbots, compared to Copilot's 12.5%. CEO Satya Nadella has acknowledged Microsoft's size as a massive disadvantage in this rapidly changing landscape, and the company has even offered its first-ever voluntary buyout plan. Mehdi's legacy is one of overseeing some of the most pivotal shifts in tech, and his departure marks the end of an era as Microsoft navigates what he calls one of the most profound platform transitions yet. AI. Switching gears to late-night television, also via Adweek, Stephen Colbert's final episode of The Late Show has made history. According to Nielsen's preliminary ratings, Colbert's finale drew an impressive 6.74 million viewers, making it the most-watched weeknight episode in the show's nearly 11-year run. For context, the only episode to surpass this was the post-Super Bowl special in 2016, which pulled in over 20 million viewers. The finale outperformed even Colbert's debut episode back in 2015, which had 6.55 million viewers. This is a huge achievement in today's fragmented TV landscape, where late-night shows rarely draw such large audiences. The send-off was star-studded, featuring celebrity cameos, musical numbers, and a heartfelt sing-along with the Late Show staff. The highlight, a surprise appearance by Paul McCartney, who closed out the show with a live performance of the Beatles' Hello Goodbye. It was a fitting, emotional end to Colbert's remarkable run. Now, let's talk about a media company that's rewriting its own playbook. Adweek brings us the inside story of Recurrent Ventures, which just a few years ago was in deep trouble. After a $300 million investment from Blackstone in 2022, the company faced layoffs, title divestitures, and a revolving door of CEOs. But under current CEO Andrew Perlman, Recurrent has undergone a radical transformation. Earlier this month, it sold off Dwell, Domino, Business of Home, and PopSci to Ziff Davis, narrowing its portfolio to focus on two main verticals, auto and military. This shift is about depth over breadth, with brands like Task and Purpose, We Are the Mighty, The Warzone, and The Drive now at the core. Perlman says that in today's media landscape, expertise trumps scale, especially as search traffic declines and affiliate revenue dries up. Amazon, for example, recently slashed affiliate rates across the board. Recurrent has pivoted to focus on video, experiential events, licensing, and AI. Video, in particular, is driving growth. The YouTube channels are thriving, and Donut, their auto brand, now runs a fast channel on Samsung TV Plus with 100 hours of content refreshed monthly. The events business is also booming, with military-focused conferences projected to generate $4.5 million this year, up from $750,000 just 2 years ago. Attendance is climbing, and big sponsors like BMW and Starbucks are signing on. Despite all these changes, Blackstone remains involved, but the company is now profitable and positioned for long-term sustainability, a rare feat in digital media. That's all for today's brief. From the changing of the guard at Microsoft to Colbert's record-breaking farewell and Recurrent Ventures' impressive turnaround, these stories remind us just how fast the media and tech worlds are moving, and how the ability to adapt is more crucial than ever. Thanks for listening, and stay sharp. We'll see you tomorrow.